The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 6th chapter, text number 21 through 25, given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in August of 1966 in New York.
Sukhamatam sikang jatstad buddhi graiham matindriyam veti jatra na chaiva ayam Chalati Tatpataha. Now, every one of us is searching after happiness, but you do not know what is real happiness. The real happiness is hint of real happiness. What is real happiness? That is being described by Lord Sri Krishna to Arjuna. What is that real happiness? Happiness we feel through our senses. Because material, dead stone, has no sense. Therefore, dead stone cannot feel happiness or distress. Now this consciousness, the developed consciousness, feel happiness and distress more than undeveloped consciousness. Just like the trees they are about also consciousness, but it is not developed consciousness. Therefore, the trees are standing on the road or any path, but they have no sense of feeling the misery. Now suppose a human being is asked to stand like the tree at least for 3 days, or it will be impossible for him, because he cannot tolerate such kind of misery. So, therefore conclusion is that every living entity feels the pleasure and happiness according to the develop consciousness of his being. Similarly, the happiness which you are feeling now in the material mixture, that is not real happiness. That is not real happiness. If you ask the tree, are you feeling happy? The tree will say, yes, I am feeling happy standing here, the whole year, and the wind and snowfall, I am enjoying very much. So that sort of happiness the tree may enjoy. But you as human beings, you will show this is the standard of its enjoyment. So similarly, there are different kinds and different grades of living entities. There are standard of feeling happiness and miseries are also different grades. Animal. In the animal kingdom, there are no sense. One animal is being slaughtered, the other animal is seen. Because he has no knowledge, the next turn is he is being slaughtered, but he is chewing some grass. He is happy. He is thinking that I am happy. Next moment, he will be slaughtered, but he does not know. So these are all different grades of happiness. But the highest standard of happiness is described here. Sukham atam tikam jat tad buddhi grahyam atindriyam. Buddhi grahyam atindriyam. Buddhi means intelligence. One has to be intelligent. If you want to enjoy life, then you must be intelligent. That's like the animals. They are not intelligent enough. Therefore, they cannot enjoy life as a human being can stand. So here, in the Bhagavad Gita also it is said that buddhi graiham atindriya. Atindriya. Now, Just take the example of a dead man. The senses, the hands, the nose, the sense organs and everything is there. But now he cannot enjoy. The dead body, he cannot enjoy. Why? This requires intelligence. Why the dead body cannot enjoy? What is the difference? The body is lying there. The hands and the nose and the legs and the eyes and all other sense organs are there. But why the dead body cannot enjoy? That requires intelligence. That means that the enjoying energy, the spiritual spark, that has gone away. Therefore, it has no power to enjoy. Then, if you make advance further with intelligence, then you'll understand that actually the body was not enjoying, but that little spark, spiritual spark, that was enjoying. Not this body. This requires little intelligence. I am thinking that I am enjoying with my sense organs. But you are not enjoying. The real enjoyer is that small spiritual spark within you. That spiritual spark has got the potency of enjoyment, but that is not being manifested on account of being covered by this material tabernacle, and therefore this enjoyment is not possible. This requires little intelligence. Where is the enjoyment for the dead body? The dead body no more can enjoy. Suppose if a man is offered a dead body of a beautiful woman, will he accept? Or a woman is offered the dead body of a beautiful man, will she accept? No. Because that enjoying spark is moved now. That requires intelligence. Who is enjoying? Who is enjoying? The enjoying spirit. The spirit is enjoying, not the spark. That requires intelligence. Then again, now, if that spirit is enjoying, then the spirit must have enjoying senses also, otherwise how it can enjoy? If you have no enjoying sense organ, then how you can enjoy? A branch cannot enjoy. Therefore it is accepted that the spirit soul, although it is very small atomic, we cannot measure. Several times I have repeated here that the measurement of the small, my infinite human spirit part is just 1/10,000 part of the upper portion of your hair. It is so small, but that does not mean just like we are incapable to measure something, we define that point has no length, no breadth, but actually it is not a fact. If you see a point with microscope, you will find the point has increased to 1 inch round, and it has not length and breadth. Similarly, we have no capacity to make a measurement of the soul, but there is measurement. And there are senses of that spiritual spark. There are. Without the spiritual spark, having the senses, how this body is grown. This body is just like dress. When you speak of dress, the dress is made according to your body. If you go to a tailor, the tailor will take measurement of your body and the dress will be supplied to you, fit. Similarly, unless that spiritual spark has got body, how this I mean the dress of this material tabernacle has grown. This requires intelligence. Now the conclusion is that this sad spiritual path is not impersonal. It is actually personal. The soul is actual personal. As God is actual personal, similarly, because we are part and parcel of the Supreme, therefore, if I am a person, then God must be person. God is the father of everyone. Now, if I am the son, I have got personality, I have got individuality. How can you deny the individuality and personality of the Supreme Lord? So these things require intelligence. The sukhop atantiyam jasta, buddhi graiham atindriyam. Atindriyam means you have to transcend this material sense. Then you can actually appreciate what is happiness. Just like the other day, I explained the happiness of the yogi. Ramanti yogina ananti satyanande chitatmani. Ramante yogina anante, the yogi, those who are transcendentalists, aspiring after spiritual life, they are called yogi. Bhakti yogi, jnana yogi, jnana yogi, there are so many departments of yogi. Now, they also enjoy. The whole process is to concentrate upon the Vishnu Murti, Vishnu form within the heart. And unless there is pleasure, there is no enjoyment. What is the use of controlling the senses and focusing the mind on the super soul within the heart? There is pleasure. What sort of pleasure that is? That pleasure is ananta. Ananta means endless. Yogina, ramante, yogina, anante. Ananta means that pleasure is not endless. That pleasure, why it is not endless? Because spirit is eternal and the Supreme Lord is eternal. Therefore, reciprocation of their loving exchanges, they are eternal. They are eternal. The living spirit is eternal. The Lord is eternal, and their exchange of feelings, a loving feeling, that is also eternal. So one who is intelligent, they should refrain from this sensual enjoyment of this material body, which is flickering, which is not in essence, and should seek that enjoyment of spiritual life. That is called Rasalila. You have heard about Lord Krishna's Rasalila. That is not ordinary. Exchange of feelings of this material body. That is exchange of feelings of the spiritual body. So, sukham atantiyam jasta buddhigraha. One has to use his intelligence to understand what is real happiness. Foolish man cannot understand what is real happiness. Intelligence. So as soon as one becomes intelligent, the next slope is described. Beti jatra na caivam sitaschalati tattataha. One who does not know what is real happiness, they are seeking happiness in this material world. There is a nice story. A man, a friend, was advised by his friend that if you chew sugar cane, it is very nice, sweet. The friend who was advised to chew sugar cane, he had no experience. What is sugar cane? So he asked his friend, what is sugar cane? The friend suggested, it is just like a bamboo log. So the foolish friend began to chew all kinds of bamboo logs. So, how he can get the sweetness of the sugar cane? So, similarly, we are trying to have happiness and pleasure, but we are trying to derive happiness, pleasure, eschewing this material body. So therefore there is no happiness, there is no pleasure. Oh. For the time being, there may be a little feeling of pleasure, but that is not actual feeling. That is for temporary, just a slight focus of that lightning. In the sky we find some lightning, but real lightning is beyond that. So, beti yatra na caivanam sitaschalati tattataha. Because persons do not know for his happiness, sitaschalati tattataha. Real happiness has deviated from real happiness. Jangalabdha chaparangalabham mannati nadhikam tata. This real happiness, now we are trying to be posted or to be situated in that position of real happiness by practice of this Krishna consciousness. By Krishna consciousness, we shall gradually develop our intelligence, real intelligence. Then we shall naturally like to enjoy the spiritual happiness, and as we make progress and get taste of spiritual happiness, so proportionately we give up the taste of this material. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatra syat. Bhakti, this Krishna consciousness, is gradually developed in realizing, understanding the Supreme Absolute Truth. Parishanu bhava. Parishanu bhava. That as Parishanu bhava, as we make progress to understand the Absolute Truth, naturally we become detached from this false happiness we are trying to enjoy. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatra syat. Now, here it is stated, Janglabdha chaparang labhang mannati nadhikam tataha. If somebody, somehow or other, achieves or is promoted to that stage, then what is the result? The result is Janglabdha. By achieving such stage, of transcendental stage, chaparang labhang mannati nadhikam. Other achievements, they become insignificant. Here, we are trying to achieve so many things. We are trying to achieve so many riches, strength, fame, and beauty, and knowledge. So many things we are trying, achievements. But as soon as you become properly situated in Krishna consciousness achievement, then he thinks, oh, no achievement is better than this. Janalamtha, chaparangalabham. Aparangalabham means other kinds of achievement. They will be considered as figs. It is so big, this Krishna consciousness, that one who understands and have a little test, sarpamopiyasya dharmasya trayati muktuva, a little test can save one from the greatest danger. And as he makes progress and his real test, then he thinks that all other achievements are useless, nonsense, incompetent. Janglabdha chaparanglabham mannati nadhikam tata jasmin sito nadukhina gurunapi vicharate. I am very glad to inform you a practical example. One of our students was put into very unfavorable condition, but he was not at all disturbed due to this Krishna consciousness. Practical. confident, and we are also not disturbed. We thought, oh, Krishna is there. He will not be put into division. He cannot be put into division. Okay. So here it is said, Jasmin Sito, na dukhena guruna api vicharate. If one is situated firm in Krishna consciousness, the greatest type of danger cannot disturb him. It is such an idea. Jasmin Sito na dukhena gurunapi. Guru, guru means very heavy. Very heavy. Gurunapi dukhena na vicharnati. He is not disturbed. He is not disturbed. Of course, it may be a story, but I am telling you of my practical life. In 1942, there was heavy bombing in Calcutta. Heavy bombing in Calcutta, by once or twice bombing, all the population vacated. Calcutta was a city of no man. But there were, of course, many people remained there, those people who could not leave the city for some urgent or some other business. So, somehow or other, I had to remain in the city. And on the 12th December 1942, I remember, there was heavy bombing. But fortunately, with steadfastness, we saw that something fireworks is going on. Let us enjoy. Because we get gone like that. So many monsters. So what can be done? There may be so many dangers in our life because it is the place only full of danger. We do not know because we are foolish. We are trying to adjust it. That is our foolishness. We should, just like in a railway carriage, you are being transported from one place. It is, suppose it is crowded. So, instead of adjusting the crowd, better tolerate for a few hours and get down and go to your destination. Similarly, we may have many dangerous spots in this material life. But if we are preparing ourselves for going back to Krishna in Krishna consciousness, then these things should be not cared for. Let them happen. Agamopaina nityatam sitikrasya bharata. They come and go. Let them happen. The bombing was not for all the days. Let them take place for a few hours or few days. So you have to adjust like that. But it is very difficult to adjust. But one who is situated in Krishna consciousness, he is not disturbed. He is not disturbed. That is the technique of not being disturbed. The more we advance in Krishna consciousness, we become free from this material entanglement. There is a very nice word in Srimad Bhagavatam. Samasitoji padapallabam plamam mahatpadam punnajasu murari. Mavam buddhi vatsa padam param padam 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 jadhi padam natesham. Samasrita je padapallava plamam. Now this material world is compared with a great ocean. In actuality, those who have traveled on the sea, now they have seen Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean. This is only a spark. This earth is only a spark in this material universe. So we have got these two big oceans, Atlantic and Pacific Ocean. Just imagine that within this universe, millions and millions of planets are floating. How many Atlantic and Pacific Oceans are there? You can just imagine. So this is actually a great ocean of misery. Babam Buddhi, the Shastra says, is a great ocean of birth and death. The Vavamudi, Samasita the Padavna, in order to cross the ocean, he required a very nice boat, a strong boat, many times, crosses. So we have to cross over this ocean of Nishan material. And what is that boat? That is lotus feet of Krishna. You take shelter of the boat, which is Krishna's lotus feet, samasthita, set with great faith that I am now accepting this boat as my life boat. Then, what is the result? Now, mahatpadam, a gone thing that, oh, Krishna's boat or feet is so small. No, it is mahatpadam. Mahatpadam means the whole material creation is resting on his leg. Mahatpadam, punna jatu mudare. The one who has taken shelter, that for him, this great ocean of Nishan is just like the water containing on the impression of cup lake. Of course, we have no experience in India, I got experience, because the cups and cows, they go on the pasturing ground, and in rainy season, their hooves make holes, and in that hole, there are some water. So that water, this great ocean is compared like that one. So nobody has any difficulty to cross. So, Bhavambudhi Vatsapadam Parampadam, and for them, those who have taken shelter of Krishna consciousness, for them is waiting Parampadam, the supreme above. Padam Padam Jad Vipada Agnati Sham. This place, where in every state there is danger, this place is unfit for them. Padang padang jadabhi padangana tesha. It's very nice. So, jasmin sito na dukhena guru naapi vikallate. If you are actually situated, Krishna consciousness, under the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, then, guru naapi dukhena, very heavy size of danger may be before me. I shall not be disturbed. Or anyone who has taken the shelter like that, he'll never be disturbed. Saṁ vidyā dukkha saṁ yuva vyavaṁ yuva saṁ hitam sa nishcayena yuktavya yoga nirvinna chitasa. Saṁ vidyā dukkha saṁ yuva vyavaṁ yuva saṁ hitam.